The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
So, Rolene, I'm sure that you've heard, and we've got a lot of people listening, a lot of people wanting to acknowledge and hear what you have to say. Rolene, a very good afternoon to you.
Well, what a way to start an Israel report. And can I just send a huge big virtual hug to Karen and all the wonderful people who sent such lovely messages. I really do appreciate it. And guys, what can I say? You are the gift that keeps on giving in the best possible and most delightful way.
Oh, that was so sweet, Rolene. So yesterday, the UNHRC, which is the United Nations Human Rights Council, started its series of debates around its anti-Israel commission of inquiry. So what is this? I mean, and why is Israel concerned?
Well, this was formed after last year's Operation Guardians of the Wall, or Shomer Hamot. That was those 11 days of conflagration in May when Hamas-controlled terror entities in the Gaza Strip fired over 4,500 rockets and projectiles towards Israeli civilians. And of course, we had a very, very intense fighting between the IDF and terror entities in the Gaza Strip. So after that came to an end, thanks to a Egyptian brokered ceasefire, the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is unequivocally obsessed with the state of Israel, formed what they call their Commission of Inquiry. This is to be a permanent fixture of, or permanent agenda item at the UNHRC. And yesterday they began their first series of hearings and discussions and debates. And that has carried on to today as well. Now, of course, it's extremely controversial for several reasons. First of all, who is heading up the commission? It's Navi Pillay, former South African, certainly no friend of Israel. In fact, she has a very, very dubious history amongst her illustrious achievements. She has had ties to organizations and individuals affiliated with the PFLP, that's a terror group. She has signed petitions endorsing BDS, etc., etc. Now, why Israel is so worried? Because this is an assault using lawfare, using the global institutions like the United Nations. We know South Africa, with the backing of BDS, is trying to get Israel's observer status ended at the African Union. Just a couple of days ago, the Senegalese representative to the African Union spoke about just how much Africa has to gain from a relationship with Israel. But we see this attempt at the United Nations in its various agencies. Tomorrow I won't be on air. I will be addressing the UN Alliance of Civilizations on the issue of anti-Semitism, which sounds like quite ridiculous considering that we have the situation at the UNHRC where Israel is specifically targeted for opprobrium. If we look at UNICEF and we look at the historical revisionism that is taking place in ECOSOC, we look at UNRWA, it's all across the United Nations. We've seen the reports coming in from Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, all part of this big push to call into question Israel's legitimacy as the sovereign state of the Jewish people. No other country has to endure that. No other country has to endure an assault on its legitimacy. And this is why Israel is concerned.
I understand fully. I mean, countries including Israel issued a harsh response to this. What did they actually say?
Well, this was now it's a 23-country statement. So these are countries as diverse as Austria, Eswatini, Germany, Guatemala, Holland, Palau, Togo, the United Kingdom, Canada. This was put forward by the United States. And what the statement does is it strongly attacks the authority given to the Commission of Inquiry and defines the Commission's establishment is yet another example of the UNHRC's disproportionate focus on Israel. Now, we've heard from the United Kingdom, we've heard from the United States saying that, you know, it's getting absolutely beyond tolerable now, this absolute focus on the state of Israel. Earlier today, we heard from Australia's envoy to the UNHRC, who said, the UNHRC brings a disproportionate scrutiny to Israel. We do not support the proposition that Israel is the only country that is a permanent item on the agenda. We retain our fundamental concerns about the nature of the COI. So even though Australia wasn't part of the initial condemnation yesterday, they've added their voice, and I'm sure we're going to hear from other countries adding their voices as well, saying, you know, this is actually becoming ridiculous now.
And the UN Watch held a side event. What was discussed there?
Well, UN Watch, which if we can just take a minute to applaud the extraordinary work done by its director, Hillel Noyer, and the entire organization. Their mandate is to monitor the UN for infringing on their particular mandate. And of course, because of the United Nations' disproportionate focus on the state of Israel, issues around Israel keep UN Watch very, very busy. So they had their side event yesterday and had illustrious speakers like somebody very, very special to all of us, Olga Meshwe in Washington, who spoke about the ramifications of using and appropriating the accusation of apartheid. She said that it was appropriated to push an anti-Semitic agenda. We had the phenomenal Colonel Richard Kemp, former commander of the British forces in Afghanistan, who served two tours of duty. He spoke both yesterday and today in the plenary session. In fact, he was actually interrupted at some stage during his speech by the Palestinian representative, and he said the following. He said, this commission of inquiry is equivalent to Putin's propaganda machine. The disinformation from Moscow justifies the illegal war on Ukraine. The disinformation from today's report justifies Hamas's illegal war on Israel. You know, he carried on making the comparison. He says, Putin falsely says his war is to protect Russian speakers in Ukraine. You falsely say Hamas's violence is to protect religious rights in Jerusalem. Why is this commission swallowing their lies, hook, line, and sinker, and amplifying them with a megaphone that contorts reality into a travesty of human rights? Other speakers included Youssef Haddad, who said, I am here as an Arab Israeli to tell you that I have equal right. Why do you not listen to me? And a whole host of other extremely, extremely articulate and illustrious speakers. And a huge thank you to Hillel Noyer for making sure that this event happened.
Yesterday when we spoke, particularly about the Iranian threat in Turkey and how Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs warned Israelis to leave immediately. So what is the latest on the story, and are Israelis heeding the call to leave?
Well, it's quite extraordinary. There have been some reports in the Israeli media today, some of the harrowing stories from Israelis who have been vacationing or holidaying in Turkey or being there on business, only to get a phone call to say, report to the airport with immediate effect. Don't even bother collecting your stuff at the hotel. There are assassin squads waiting for you. I mean, imagine receiving that phone call. Israelis have left, apparently, of Israelis waiting to leave. It is getting longer. However, not enough Israelis are heeding the call. There are still many Israelis in Istanbul and other cities going, there is an increase in Israeli security here. You know, we feel pretty safe. But the National Security Council has said this is real and immediate danger, and they have put the threat on Israeli lives in Turkey at its highest level ever. So that is something that we're expecting them to heed. And just news coming in, Israel will send a delegation of wounded soldiers to the Invictus Games next year. This is breaking news that has just popped up now.
Do you want to just give us a bit more on that, Rolene? That sounds really interesting.
Well, the Invictus Games, as many of you are familiar, it was founded by Prince Harry. And it's really, you know, despite what many people may think of him, has really been an extraordinary achievement for him. The Games were, I think, just last month in Holland. And Israel has wonderful Paralympic athletes, many of them wounded veterans. And this news coming in that we will be sending a delegation to the Invictus Games. And I know many of you will join me in cheering on Team Israel.
I think that is fantastic. And just quickly, over the past week, artists Big Thief, Andrea Bocelli, and Iggy Azalea have been in the media for a variety of reasons. What's going on?
Well, let's start with Big Thief. Yes, I know. I don't know who they are either. But they're some New York-based right. indie band with an Israeli member who made the announcement last week that due to their many conversations with BDS, you can read into this, due to intimidation from BDS, because somebody connected to the band has made it known that BDS used their usual tactics, like they're doing with Justin Bieber in South Africa. Africa for Palestine have reportedly threatened to disrupt his concert unless he cancels his gig in Israel. Africa for Palestine, I know you're listening, so well done. Way to kick a guy when he's got a paralysis of the one side of his face. They cancelled their trip. However, Andrea Bocelli, world-renowned Andrea Bocelli, sang to thousands of Israelis last week, and Iggy Azalea, who headlined at the Tel Aviv Pride, when she was asked what does she think of BDS, she said, BD who? She said, I don't know who they are. I don't know very much about Israel, but I decided to come and see the situation for themselves. And on
Rolene,
that note, I'm going to join Iggy and drop the mic.
And Rolene Marks, thank you so much for the latest Israel report. Have a good evening.